prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 12 November 2024. And I'm sorry we're on the phone tonight. We're having a problem with Skype. We can't get connect over the internet. So we're doing this by phone tonight. Bear with us. We'll do the best we can to make as much sense as possible on this telephone. Well, probably make about as much sense I always do, but anyway, which isn't much. But welcome to the next program. It's going to be you and I tonight. We're going to discuss something I think is a very important topic. I don't think it is. I know it is. A very important issue that will tie in somewhat to this week's lesson and Bible study, which we'll be having this coming Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I'd like for you to join us, if you could, online. If you go to our website, pastorbutch.com, and click on Rumble at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. We will be there live. First half hour is always prayer requests and praise reports. At the bottom of the hour then, 11:30, we go into Christian Worldview News. We show prophecy through the news. And then 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, we're going to do a Bible study. We are, a very important Bible study. It will tie into tonight's teaching a little bit, actually, in some detail. Hope you'll join us this weekend. If you can't do it online, you can call phone number and talk to us or listen to us at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. You can call and listen to the teaching and the current events that's going to happen this coming Saturday. And, folks, there is a lot of stuff happening. So much stuff happening. The Bible said that the last days of the book of Luke, that there'll be turmoil, so to speak, and the winds and waves roaring, and the seas, which means the people are, I mean, they're getting angry, they're getting really violent. It's not just around the world, it's also now in America. Nonetheless, join us if you can, please. And don't forget, we are going to offer the books, two booklets. That are very important booklets if you want the truth on two issues. I know both of them are hard to do, especially one of them. It took me 4 years to get through the idea in my head that Christmas is not Christian. By any means, by any shape nor form, is Christmas Christian. No way. I got a book that explains that to you if you want it. It's Christmas Christian. And it's cremation Christian. And it is not a Christian act. By no way, shape, nor form. You say, preacher, you tell me I'm going to hell if I do that? No, I didn't say that. But in order to glorify God, we should know the truth and try to live by his word, shouldn't we? Both those books delivered to you, $15. That's delivered price. Book was, I think, a very important topics. Where people ask those questions, and time I thought, why not offer them something they can pick up and read on their own and share with the family? It's Christmas Christian, and it's cremation Christian. Update on my brother Dick. Went to the doctor today. At first, they told him that they thought they could fix his back with a brace. Then he said no, thought he could do surgery. It's coming back up next week, see another doctor, run, and back and forth. And it's still got the two being to Friday. Is it Catherine still in? So keep Dick in your prayers, please. And, folks, not just him. I can't remember all the prayer requests we get, because there's so many come in here. A young boy's in a wreck about 10 miles from where I live. Bad wreck. And looks like he may not make it. Actually had a hole in his head, top of his head, where he wrecked and whatever happened during that wreck. So I need to ask, keep that young man in prayer, too. And that's all I know is that we had a phone call to ask for that, so we're doing that. I really wish that sometimes, folks, I could reach out and do more than what I can do. But I'm limited. I'm only a man. I'm a mere mortal is all that I am. No matter how many years I've been on the radio, no matter how many people I've talked to, no matter how many people I may know that we consider, we'll say, more famous than others, I'm just a man. And there's no man above what I am and none any less than what I am. A man's a man. Now, I don't care if it's a president or a coal miner or a doctor or a ditch digger. He's a man. And he should be treated with respect. Understand that they're just mere mortals and make mistakes. So anyway, we're going to discuss some things tonight. And by the way, Daryl Eberhardt in Pennsylvania, if you're listening, next half hour, I'd like to take a few minutes to give us an update on what's happening in the Middle East. Daryl follows that quite efficiently and completely on what's going on in the Middle East. And I want him to call in the next half hour, if you would, and share what's going on in the Middle East. Tonight I want to talk to you about a few things, if you don't mind. And I know that that a lot of people in the church today, well, not most of them, will have no idea and concept of what I'm about to say or teach tonight. It'll be even less this coming weekend when I get more detail on it. But the Scriptures tell us something in Ecclesiastes chapter 8 that everyone should look at sometime. In verse 11. Listen to this, because this is so important. It said, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Now, what does the Bible call an evil work? Would that be something we would call a sin? Now, what does 1 John chapter 4, verse 3 say sin is? The transgression of the law, right? Whose law? God's law. But because sentence against an evil work, whether it be a murderer, a rapist, a thief, or whatever it may be, is not executed speedily, then it's in the heart, in the hearts of men to continue to do more and get by with it, because there's no crime, no punishment for the crime they committed. Now, see, this is happening now, and as I get into this lesson more and teach it more, even this coming weekend, and share with us what's happening around the world and what the Bible says, I'm going to make people angry with me. More than probably have in the past for a long time. I'm going to teach legalism. Yeah, the law of God. I'm going to teach legalism. The law, or a better word, is holiness in the law of God. You see, I can't be a man pleaser and please Christ. It's impossible. It's just totally impossible. Matter of fact, in the book of Luke, chapter 6, it says something that's very important. I'm going to read a couple verses, if you don't mind. We're going to read verse 22. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Folks, we're entering into a phase and a phrase of time that is absolutely going to come down hard on true believers. I mean hard. On true believers. We're seeing it every day around the world. It's ramping up in Canada and the EU and other places, but it's also here in America. For those who want to compromise the Word of God, to preach the Word of God, we are seeing so much happen. You see, we've ignored, as I just read in Ecclesiastes 8:11, we ignored the laws of God and punishment for breaking the laws of God. I want to say two things here and move on. Do you know that if we went by the Word of God, there'll be a lot of hungry people in this country. What do you mean, preacher? I mean, the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. Now, I realize there are special cases where that cannot be helped. But you all know, we all know someone who has sucked off our government for years, which means sucking off our money, and living off the government, lying and stealing and cheating their way in this world. And they call themselves Christians. And they know they're capable of working, but they don't do it. The Bible says if they don't work, they don't eat. So if we went by the Bible, strictly by the Word of God, which we should, but we don't, there are a lot of hungry people in the world today. Yeah, that's true. That's very true. And families who have daddies who won't work, the daddies should be put in prison for being lazy at the best. At the least it should be done. And the family have a chance to make it on their own. But we don't do it anymore because that's legalism. And if we were strictly by the Word of God, we would not have a new transgender congressperson from Connecticut. They wouldn't be allowed to do it. Strictly by the Word of God, folks, read it for yourself. They would not be allowed to pollute your children's brains and pervert their ways and desire to have sex with them while they're still babies and doing it, by the way. They won't be allowed to demoralize and steal your children's minds, hearts, and souls. They wouldn't be here. Bible says put them to death. That's Bible. Don't like it. I don't care. That's Romans chapter 1 also. Not just Old Testament. Get mad, turn the radio off, go do what you want to do, go suck your thumb, paint your little rubber ducky. I don't care. I'm telling you the truth. So because we have not executed the laws of God speedily, and the criminal, the crime that fits the punishment, and the judgment is not executed speedily, we have crime multiplying and sin multiplying by numbers so great it's hard to comprehend. And the blame lies at the church. But you see, in Luke chapter 6, we're told this. I just read the first verse to you. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you and when they shall separate you from their company. Do you know that the head psychiatrist at Yale University has told people, families, that if your family member voted for Trump, don't celebrate the holidays with them. No, I'm not a Trump fan. But if they'll do it for that, what are they going to do whenever you take a stand against their son or daughter being a sexual pervert or the murder of innocent children? Now listen, because they're going to say, rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. I'm going to read one more verse out of chapter, if you don't mind. Now pay attention to this. You know what? I'm going to say this, and people are going to think I'm nuts, but that's not the first time. Do you know that I like it when people are mad at me? And they don't like me to speak evil of me. Do you know I really am glad? Do you know why? Well, chapter six of Luke says, woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. For so did their fathers to the false prophets. Oh, yes, we have preachers behind the pulpit today, and I can name names who are multimillionaires. Own 3 and 4 jets and live in 3 and 4 homes across country. Travel all the world. Everybody loves them because they never convict them of anything. They preach a good feeling gospel. They never tell them the laws of God. You see, I'm going to teach this coming weekend. Without the law, there's no need for grace. Because without the law, there is no sin. But you see, we don't want anybody to speak evil of us, so we all compromise. I said, all, A-L, that includes me, I've compromised to go along, get along. Well, we can't do that because that's Old Testament. That's what, you know, the law. I think Christ told us in Matthew chapter 7, or chapter 5, verse 7, I think it is, 17, that he didn't come to change the law. He didn't come to change one jot or one tittle of his father's law. He didn't come and say, well, my father was so mean in the Old Testament, I'm going to be a good guy in the New Testament. He didn't say that. He said, I come to fulfill my father's law. And I come to tell you to go into the whole world, teaching my commandments to the whole world, not to save souls. He didn't say go out and save souls all the world. He did not say that. He said, disciple them and teach them my commandments. And then when they realize that they're guilty of breaking his laws of a holy God, then they'll come to Christ and be born again. But you cannot bring them to Christ by teaching soft soap gospel and just walk up and shake the preacher's hand, you're okay. Without repentance, there is no hope. Without repentance, there is no salvation. Without repentance, there is no eternal life with Christ. It's that easy. It's not complicated. Listen, if I can see this, anyone can see this. But we live in a time in America today where we don't want to offend anybody. goodness gracious, we don't offend anybody. They may not come back to church and put the money in the bin. Isn't that true? Now, you know that's true. You see, in the book of John, chapter 15, this will be a paraphrase. Look it up for yourself. He said that if the world hates you, you know it hated me before it hated you. That's what Christ said. He said if you were of the world, if you're part of the world, then the world will love its own. But because you are not of this world, of the world, you're in the world, not of this world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. Understand, Christ said that the world is going to hate you because you stand in him. If you spoke well of all men, if you tickle ears of people just to make them feel good so they won't dislike you, you compromise the word of God. Matthew chapter 10 said Christ was denied before him. That's in your Bible too. Do y'all know that? It is. It is. And folks, I mean, I don't have time to go through all this tonight. I wish I did. But I simply don't. There's just too much cover to cover it all at one time. But, you know, in the book of, we're going to find another chapter of another book in a second, read in a second, that I think you'll find very interesting. That is Bible, whether you like it or not, it doesn't change the fact that it's not Bible. We're going to find in the book of Galatians something we'll read to you. Now, why are you doing this, preacher? Because, church, we have sat back and allowed this nation and our children's future to literally go to hell because we're afraid of being called legalistic or holier than thou or whatever other excuse we want to use to compromise the Word of God. Now, we've all done that. I've done that. You've done that. We've all done that. You don't have to like it. I'm just telling you the truth. But in Galatians chapter 1, if I can get the Bible turned there, in verse 10 it says, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ." Wow. Wow. What did Paul say? So if you're seeking to please men, you're not a servant of Christ. Period. That's it. Done. It's settled. It's over. Forget it. Stick a fork in it. It's finished. That's what the scriptures say. If we're trying to please men, and folks, you and I both know preachers around this country, probably around the world, around this nation, that become rich, tickling the ears of men. We know that to be true. We see it. We see it happen more than once. I know it isn't pleasant to talk about these things. But I can't help what the book says. It says what it says. I'm going to preach it. You see, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, we're told something that people just seem to forget. In verse 14, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." That doesn't mean that you leave the world and you don't work with them and have to spend time with them because you're in this world and you're around them. That doesn't mean that at all. That's a good time to be a witness to them. It means that you don't join in common communion with them. You don't marry into them. That's right. Christians do not marry heathens. Christians do not marry anyone who is not a born-again believer. If you do, you sin against God. You don't do that. You don't do that. You become unequally yoked in a spiritual manner in that way. You don't do it. And if someone that you go to church with who's living in sin, you know it, you don't even break bread with them. You don't spend time with them. Matter of fact, church, the Bible says to get them out of the fellowship. That's in your Bible, folks. Because it goes on to say, well, what fellowship does righteousness have with unrighteousness? You see, it's impossible for a righteous individual to peacefully coexist with an evil individual. It cannot last. You know, I've seen this happen many times. Now, after someone is married and one of them becomes a born-again Christian, one isn't. No, you're not free to walk away. You're to live with them and please Christ first and by that witness to them. I've seen that happen also. But he said, what communion, what fellowship, what type of common things does light and darkness share? And what concord or what conversation does Christ have with Satan? Or what part does a believer have with an infidel? And so they're trying to tell us something here, folks. We have allowed this nation to turn into nothing but a purely demonic entity, from the inside out and the outside in, from the local governments to the state to the federal into the courts, all over the place. We've allowed this nation to become, at best, a humanistic nation because we don't want to be legalistic. We don't want to demand that laws of God be enforced, that people who rape someone are put to death. Not put in prison that we got to feed them for the next 30, 40 years, but put to death. That's your Bible. What's wrong with us people? Are we so afraid of men's judgments and men's condemnation that we deny the Word of God? If we are, we're denying Christ. And he said, I'll deny before my Father. Do you know whenever you deny Christ to save face not to get in trouble with some authority, what you've done is make an idol out of that individual or that authority. You see, he said in the 2 Corinthians chapter 6 that he dwells in us if we are his people. If we come up among him and are separate and walk in him and honor him and keep his commandments, he said, I will be their God. They should be my people. He said, come up among them and be ye separate from the world and the world things and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. When the flip-flop is, if you compromise with unclean things and tolerate unclean things and embrace unclean things, as a lot of us have, he will not receive us. Do you get that point? He receives us if we keep his word. And we don't mess with the unclean thing. He'll receive us. If we do, in other words, he will not receive us. I think about people out there in the audience tonight, listen. I can name names, but I don't want to miss anybody. Who's taken a stand and been ridiculed and mocked and some have been put in prison for their stand for righteousness. He said, if you will separate from them and walk in me, I'll be a father unto you. That's what he said. I'll be a father to you. I will be your father, heavenly father. And you will be his people, his children. That's in your Bible, folks. Read it for yourself. That's the promise he gave us. So again, and that's also implying that if we don't, then we're not his. And he's not our father. You see, whoever you yield your members to obey, that's who you serve. That's true, isn't it? It truly is. To understand that where we are in time, it's nothing to be frightened about, folks. We're going to see so many things happen. So many, many things happen to the real Christians in the future. It's already started. It's going to get a whole lot worse. Worldwide. It started worldwide already. Here in the States, a little lady put in prison for praying in the Capitol on January 6th. Walked in and put in prison for praying in the Capitol. We're seeing this in America right now. God being mocked in every turn. You know, it's amazing to me that we Americans think, well, we have unalienable rights given to us by God. But the government doesn't recognize our God anymore. They don't recognize our God. They don't recognize what we call rights, do they? So therefore, we've got to make those what we call rights duties. Like the duty to testify, the duty to witness, the duty to live holy, a duty to carry a sidearm. That's in your Bible, too. Don't feel like it. I really don't care if you like it or not. A duty to protect yourself and your family. A duty to provide for your family. All these are duties. They're not, we call them rights. But they're duties. Duties to protect innocent life. Thou shalt not kill means thou shalt preserve life. Where have we failed, church? We failed because we're afraid of offending somebody, so therefore we don't want to teach the whole Word of God because we'll make people mad at us. But you see, as days progress and the things keep getting worse and worse than they are, understand this, that persecution is going to also grow. Tremendously going to grow. Matter of fact, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, he says in the last days that evil men seducers are going to wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. He said it's going to get worse in the last days. Perilous times are coming. Dangerous times are coming in the last days. He said all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Now, what part of that don't you understand? If we walk godly in Christ Jesus today in society, we will be mocked and ridiculed. I have been, and if you haven't been, you have not been walking in Christ. My job is that when I see evil taking place and somebody says something evil and the opportunity is there, I must witness to the truth. That's my job. That's your job. We're not called to be silent. We're not called to sit back in the church pew and saying how much I love you and deny his commandments and his word. The church is here to be an army for God. The church told put on the shield and to take up the sword, put on the helmet, put on the breastplate, and go out into war. But what have we done? We sit down and wait for the rapture. Oh, yeah. A very dear friend of ours passed away some years ago. I won't mention his name. His first name is Richard. That's all I'll say. He and his wife, very good people. He passed away and didn't leave her anything to live on. She's in her 70s and working because they thought the rapture would happen before he died, before either one of them died. So therefore, he left his wife kind of destitute. He knew the rapture's coming, so he didn't try to put anything back for the future. Yeah, folks, good-hearted individual, really was. But deceived, greatly deceived. I didn't know at the time to even tell him, but I didn't know he believed this. I really did not know that. If I had known that, it would be my duty to say, brother, I got to tell you something you may want to consider. It isn't pleasant. My grandson, I just mentioned a while back, I went to his first sermon here a couple weeks ago. Had a gift given to him. He was really, really thankful to have it. He really came up and showed it to me, a brand new Bible. A Schofield Bible. I said, Isaac, I want to caution you that Schofield was the scoundrel. He was not a very good man. If you use that Bible, do not follow the footnotes. Look at that. If you have scriptures reference one another, that's fine reference, though, but do not use the footnotes. Schofield was not a trustworthy man. This young man, instead of doubting me and ignoring me, went out and researched it for himself and found out I was right and got another Bible. But see, somebody had to tell him the truth. C.S. Schofield was low down, nothing. He was a scoundrel. He's a two-faced hypocrite and a womanizer. But you're not going to hear that in most Baptist churches because most of them use the Schofield Bible because it teaches one saved, always saved. And that nation over the Middle East we call Israel is Israel today. So it's got the Baptists so messed up and so many different theologies and what they believe. And I know I was one. I know what I'm talking about. But you see, we become so complacent, so used to the evil. That song that McCamey sung, Getting Used to the Dark. We've adapted to the dark around us. Our families shack up and have babies, and we say it's okay because they're family. We got to love them, got to witness to them. Yeah, you do witness to them. The best way to witness to them is tell them the truth and then do not fellowship with them. Understand this. When you do this, when you witness to them and they ignore you and go on about their lives, you're unequally yoked with that family member. This is Bible. I can't help it. I don't like it either. I have family too, you know. I do. But the Bible says to love them, tell them the truth, and witness to them. And sometimes the witness means that you don't spend time with them because you love them so much you want them to feel convicted. Rough preaching later. I know this. Wait to hear Saturday. But this is rough preaching. Back at the break. Your phone calls too is always 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best unstable foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back, and we're actually on this on Skype now. Todd got to figure it out, and here we are, and hope it sounds a little better. I never sound good, maybe a little better anyway. But I want you to understand, folks, and this is Bible. I'm trying my best to preach the Bible as clearly and as plainly as I can. And again, I want to offer a chance for Daryl to call in and share his opinion on what's going on in the Middle East. I like to hear that, Daryl, really do. But nonetheless, back to the topic. It isn't easy if you're walking the true Christian. It isn't always easy because you're going to, sooner or later, you're going to run into somebody that's going to hate you because of who you are. That's a fact. It's going to happen. I don't know what to tell you about that. I don't know how to fix it for you because, you know, and again, 2 Timothy chapter 2, it talks about being a soldier. And he said, told him, he said, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So you're going to expect persecution. Christ said, if they persecute me, they're going to persecute you. Why did he persecute him? Now listen, please listen a minute. Did he say, did he come up and say, all right, everybody that's here tonight, I want you to come to the altar and shake my hand, and I'm going to baptize you, and therefore you'll be a Christian and saved and born in the kingdom of God. Did he say that? No, he didn't. He went right to mostly to the church of the day and said, you're breaking the laws of God. Your customs and traditions are breaking the laws of my father. Why do you think they took a whip to the money changer in the temple? They were doing two things. They turned his father's house into a den of iniquity, a fraudulent place, and they were charging usury, which is also against the word of God. Why do you think they crucified him? Oh, but the Pharisees and Sadducees, they were the holy people. And they stood on the street corner, and people walked by in awe and looked at them. They were dressed in the finest of clothing, and they had such elegant prayers. Oh, they were holy men, and we mustn't ever consider them as doing something evil. That's what most of the people thought, and that's what they lived by. Then comes along this young man, 30 years old, or before that he started preaching, but 30 years old, and said, you're the children of the devil. Your father's Satan. You're a liar. You are like a whitewashed sepulcher. You're filthy on the inside and appear clean on the outside. He called them what they were, hypocrites. Because they said they kept the laws of God, yet they ignored them and broke the laws of God right down to the tiniest ones. And yet they got by with it because they stood as holy men before the church. Same thing's happening today. All over the world, probably, but I live in America. Same thing's happening today. We have men standing behind the pulpit proclaiming the righteousness of Christ, but they're not teaching the righteousness of Christ. You see, some of the old preachers, the old days. I mean, some people back in the 1800s that brought great survival to this country always started out what they called law talk. Their first sermons were about law talk. It's showing the people the need of a Savior. Why they were filthy, as dirty as filthy rags. Why they need to be born again. They didn't come in and say, all right, come on up and come to Christ and receive him as Savior, and you'll walk away clean and pure the rest of your life. They didn't teach that. They had the influence of filthy, dirty, as we all are. They were wailing and falling to their knees and falling on their faces, asking for forgiveness. You don't see it today, do you? Have you been to church lately and seen that happen anywhere in the church where people were so convicted and so felt so low and so dirty and down that they fell to their faces and begged for Christ to save them? It doesn't happen because they have no law talk. It's all grace, no law. All grace, no law. You know, and I got to say this, folks. Like your lumpet, I can't change the word of God. I don't have the authority to change one jot or tittle, and I just don't. If Christ couldn't do it and wouldn't do it, why would you think I could do it? Or you can do it. Or the Pope can do it. The Pope's one to start the Pope. Well, not Pope necessarily, but he's a protector of it. Constantine started a lot of things under his leadership. They broke the Sabbath laws. Started a lot of Christmas and pagan holidays. Yet today, when you talk about in the churches today, they think I'm being a reprobate. I'm being a legalist. You see, I wrote this myself, and it's, whatever it's worth, I'll read it to you. Law without grace is certain damnation. Grace without law is chaos and destruction. Do you understand what I just said? Understand what I just said. And William Booth, founder of the Salvation Army, said the chief danger of the 20th century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, heaven without hell. Now, I know tonight's sermon is not what you probably used to hearing where you go to church. I realize that. And I'm glad it isn't. I don't want to be a necktie preacher that makes you feel good all the time. It's not my job. Another great preacher once said this, and I'll go to phone calls, I promise. But another great preacher said something I thought was really powerful. And his name was D.L. Moody. It is a great mistake to give a man who has not been convicted of sin certain passages that were never meant for him. The law is what he needs. Do not offer the consolation of the gospel until he sees and knows he is guilty before God. We must give enough of the law to take away all self-righteousness. I pity the man who preaches on one side of the truth, always the gospel, and never the law. There you go. I'm going to take phone calls. This coming Saturday, I'm going to do a lot more teaching along these lines and maybe a little different direction, but the same way, a lot of the same points, because I want to get deeper into it. Church, Christians, we are free from the law as far as damnation. But as Christians and regenerated people in Christ, we are bound by the law written in our hearts to keep his laws, his commandments. His moral laws have not changed. To say you're a Christian and live unholy is a lie. You're not a Christian. You're a hypocrite. Just like the Pharisees and Sadducees were. There you go. Let's talk first to Jan and Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Thought you'd go with Daryl first. He's ahead of me. Okay, folks, if you need to listen to Pastor, it looks like you're going to need more than 1 week for your Bible study. Everybody knows.
Yes.
Everybody knows where the Ten Commandments are in the Bible, but if you keep reading, you'll find out what the penalties are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just keep reading, you're going to find out what the penalties are. Have you been getting the emails I've been sending you, these videos and information about the North Carolina flood, Pastor?
I haven't got anything from you for a while. No, as a matter of fact, tomorrow night I have... I have Dr. Molly James on, who's in North Carolina, down there herself right now. But no, I haven't.
Yeah, you don't have a. You still have a Gmail account?
No, I don't have Gmail. I have Start Mail and Hotmail.
Okay. So, wait a minute. Which one? I think I'm in. Yeah. The more of they've been going.
I have no idea.
And how did I get this at? And how did I. Let me see where I've been seeing. Anyway, there was a video a bit back that I sent that was talking about FEMA was studying their shelters.
Mm-hmm.
And I called the emergency management director of Yancey County. Her name is Christy Bryant. And yes, Yancey County are closing their shelters. And the people that are left in there, they have assigned caseworkers to help them get some kind of a shelter.
Okay.
And she says they are not taking the kids away. At least Yancey County is not taking the kids away. Unless there are other reasons for them to be taken away. Now, I don't know about FEMA. You ever try to call FEMA and get any kind of information out of them? You can't.
I understand.
You get nowhere.
I do. I do.
Nowhere. But,
I do understand that.
But,
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. What'd you say, honey?
I said, I did call Yancey County, and she told me that no, that they are trying to find shelters. So, and then we'll talk about that more tomorrow night. But I'll be sending you like an email.
All right. I appreciate it. It is sent to PastorButch@startmail.com.
Oh, yeah, I didn't send them to hotmail.com.
No, start. Well, it's Pastor Butch at start. It's Pastor Butch at startmail.com and CTDM at hotmail.com.
Yeah, that's why I've been sending them CTDM at hotmail. But I'll start sending them to start mail.
Well, keep it up and put a note there somewhere. I don't know. Just do something to flag it so I know what it is. I haven't been getting them. I'm sorry, I haven't been getting them.
That's okay. I changed email addresses too, Pastor.
Okay. Pastor. Well, thank you, Jan. Appreciate it.
I'll use the other one. You check it.
Okay. All right. All right. I'll see you tomorrow night when Dr. Molly's here then.
A hotmail account.
Yes.
All right, Pastor.
All right, honey. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, let's stay right here in West Virginia and let's talk to Chance. Chance, come on in. Welcome.
Yes. Hello, Pastor Butch. Pastor Butch, with you being a man of faith, I'd like to know if you've ever felt this way, you or your listeners. All right, I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm not a liberal or a conservative. I'm not a righty or a lefty, okay? I've separated myself from the left a long time ago, and now I find that I have to separate myself from most of the right, too.
Yes.
This is what this election has taught me, and I'll tell you why. Just why people think and do the things they do has always fascinated and confused me. You know, I've come to the conclusion, and give me a little bit and I'll get to my point. I've come to the conclusion that the lefty wackos and the righty conservatives especially only have a superficial form of Christianity, like the rituals or the going through the motions bit, especially the right. You know, can't people seem to understand, like looking at Israel, right, what's going on in Gaza, that if one group can genocide another group, that group could become so strong enough to eventually genocide your group? I've noticed that both the left and the right, they have an intense need to find a human savior rather than Christ, it seems.
They do. They do. Unfortunately,
those on the right might claim to be Christian because of their egos and not really because of a true faith. It's apparent that when they speak with a desperation for someone else to make their lives better, namely another human being. Now, that to me is a sign of severe insecurity that they never grew out of from their younger years, I guess.
Well, that's a sign, Chance, of idolatry.
Yes, they haven't matured, and that's what will prevent them from being saved or being born again. You know, the example is how they can't sympathize with how other people, like the guys and women and children, are murdered. They overlook and ignore it because they say, well, they're not Americans. Hey, look, Pastor Butch, I'm not a Bible scholar, but I know that that is not Christian to me in any way, shape, or form.
No, it's not. No, it's
like
not.
Like the Bible says, it's some strange form of Christianity, but not of God himself.
I agree.
And what disappoints, me is I see it on the right, a group that I have more in common with, of course, than on the left, and I feel I don't fit into neither of these groups.
Well, you know, one thing I'll make mention, Chance, I'll get to the call, I'll mention this to you. Have you ever noticed that when anyone, no matter who it is, right or left, we'll say right normally, they'll talk about God, but they never specify which God. They never say the God of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. They don't say that. They just use a generic term, God. Which God are you talking about? So when they talk about God and the Christians get all excited, oh, he's a Christian. He talked about God. No. No, 1,000 times no. Unless he mentions specifically means that Jesus Christ. Yes, there's no. That's not the same God.
Yes. Before I let you go, Pastor Butch, both sides are in the middle of a vice and being squeezed by the ones in control. That's how I see it. And I feel no desire to fit into either group. Now, it does get awfully lonely. But if that's the price you have to pay to see what's going on and see the truth, then it's just the price you have to pay.
I agree. And that's why we have that little fellowship.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Well, that's why we have that little fellowship at Huntsville.
Yeah, I pray and I read my Bible. I have a strong spiritual faith, but I will not set foot in these churches because I cannot be around phonies. I am a person who says what's on my mind. I'm outspoken. A lot of people can't handle that because it forces them to say, well, maybe he's right. They won't. They're so ingrained. This is why I don't like this left-right paradigm. It's a dangerous place to be. The place to be is in the Bible.
Amen. A good call. Got to jump, Chance. Good call. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye, Mr. Sarah. I mean, yeah, he's right. You're gonna make enemies, folks, of both sides, probably. I know I have. We had a guy running here in the Constitution Party for governor of West Virginia. I could not back him. Constitution Party normally is pretty much right on, but I couldn't back the man. I don't want time to get any reason why right now. But let's just say he wasn't immoral. He was amoral. And that's not like being moral at all. Let's speak to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor Butch. And just very quickly, I'll give you what Al Jazeera is saying. And let me give you not only the Middle East, but North Korean stuff there, too, because this stuff all ties together. Number one, Al Jazeera is saying that North Korea will, not might, will be providing North Korean troops to fight together with the Russian troops against the enemies of Russia, including Russia's enemies in Ukraine. Israel is sending many drones. By the way, drones seem to be Iran's proxies and Israel's favorite tools lately, weapons to use in doing attacks. So Israel is sending lots of drone and aircraft attacks and artillery even into southern and eastern Lebanon, including the capital city of Beirut. Israel is continuing its drone and aircraft and sniper and artillery attacks on the northern Gaza Strip, a lot of civilians being killed. Al Jazeera continues to super promote climate change in the United Nations, So in other words, they're promoting globalism, socialism, communism. Al Jazeera continues to super demonize President Trump and his supporters. Now, I'm not a Trump lover, and you know that, Pastor Butch. It's the idea that they hate everything that Trump stood for, said he was going to stand for, and backed out on. But they're demonizing a particular group of people, and they particularly hate Christians. Al Jazeera reports that China has super modernized its naval forces, including aircraft carriers, and they even call their aircraft carriers, the aircraft on them, the same designation as ours, F-35. So they've super modernized their aircraft forces, and a jury has awarded $42 million to three abused Muslim prisoners of war who were imprisoned at Abu Ghraib. So we don't have that kind of money to spend, do we, Pastor Bush? So they're
promoting
everything that is global, United Nations, and they're really, really super pushing the Security Council. They want the UN to run the U.S. So thank you for what you're doing. You're doing some good hard preaching. And hey, everybody, how about sending a couple shekels in to Pastor Butch and help him to keep call the decision on? God bless
you,
Pastor.
Thank
Butch,
you.
Love
thank you very much, Darrell. Thank you. And folks, yeah, I will amen the fact that we could use some help if you can help us. But I try not to mention more than I have to. Need some help, though. Let's go to Arizona and talk to our brother Gary. This man's been out on the streets for years, looting the streets, trying to save the lives of unborn children. He's been spit on, flipped the bird, and everything else you can think of, cussed, nothing else. But this man stands for truth. I admire him for that. Come on in, Gary.
You forgot about throwing things at me.
Oh, that's right. Okay. How about that?
I thought I'd get that in here, Butch. I'm going to start something off with scripture here, but I'm going to leave this someplace. So bear with me if we just got some couple minutes here or a minute here. Okay, this is in Timothy, right? Okay, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Okay, truth speakers, false accusers, continence, no, fears, despisers of those that are good. Now, I could go on with that. I'm sure everybody listening here knows those scriptures. Now, everybody that's listening, I want you to think about this. The word 50. For 50 years, this nation has been killing its babies. 50 years. Now, people are going to get mad at me, but I can't help that. See? Where's the church been for 50 years?
Waiting for the rapture.
We couldn't overcome that. Oh, well, of course. See, I mean, you see, we couldn't, things couldn't have got as bad as that. What they got, you know, if the church would have come out from behind the four walls, and you heard me speak about that many, many times, you know, and stand up for life. Now, if you won't stand up for life, and if you don't love the little life that is within you, if you're a woman, if you don't, then you don't know love at all. You have no idea what love is. You might write down someplace, you know, L-O-V-E, love, but you don't know it. And I had to tell that to a woman when I was shopping the other day. And I just want to tell people, don't be afraid to talk. I talked to a woman bagging groceries, and as I was going out the door, she went over and said the same thing to the cashier right next to her. So I want people to know. You speak up for what is right. You know, you say you love God. Okay, then love God. He loves you.
Amen.
He gave himself for you. And I will get off and let somebody else get on. I love you, brother. And Darrell, thank you for asking for the shekels for Butch, because I'm asking for them too. Send them in there. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Gary. Thank you so much. What a sweet call. And a courageous gentleman. He truly is. Phone lines open, folks. We got time. Well, if you hurry, one more phone call. Got 3 minutes left. I know the next teaching, folks, is really forms a lot of people. They just don't understand what I'm saying. They don't get involved in anything that's going to hurt somebody's feelings. They don't want to get anybody mad at them. They want to get along with everybody and say the church has got to be full of love, 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 and never conviction, never stand against anything evil. They're never preaching a full counsel of the Word of God because it offends people. Yeah, I know that, folks. I've been around for a while. I'm not a rookie at this any longer. This coming March make 32 years on the radio. I think I eclipsed a lot of people on the radio for several years, but I, by the grace of God and y'all's help, I've been able to keep on going for that many years. And I pray by His grace I continue to be able to do that. That's what I'm here for. That's what I wanted to do. But we do love you. And I mean that with all my heart. If I didn't love you, I would not be here. I'm not getting paid for this. Now, I don't even own an airplane, much less a jet. I drive a 2018 Jeep, 67,000 miles on it. I drive a 2010 Chevrolet Silverado. Yeah, 15 years old almost. I'm not rolling in dough here, and I don't care. I'm not complaining. It's not a complaint. I'm just telling you, folks, my heart wants to be with Christ and with you. I do care. Out in this audience tonight, people are actually hurting for a lot of reasons. Physically, mentally, spiritually, they're hurting. They're confused. They're frustrated. They don't know what to do. They're in a quandary. They don't know what to do. Maybe they can't even pay the power bills. I know this is all true. And there's some things I don't have the ability to help you with that I can be here to talk for you to talk to if you want to. Folks, this phone in the office rings from 9 to 4 every day. It isn't always answered because we don't have a full-time operator any longer. But we will get back to you. If you want to talk to me, you leave a message at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and ask him to call you back. I will call you back. I'll be found somewhere, and I'll come back and call you back as soon as I can. I am not unreachable. I am not untouchable. I'm here because I care. I want to be a minister, as I'm called to be, to all that care and need help. I really mean that. If you'll help me, folks, keep the bills paid. I'll keep them going a while longer. But I do need help with this. This is not something you do for nothing. It does cost money to run a ministry. But I do love you with all my heart, and I'll be here for you if you need me. If you don't call me, I don't know you need me. Don't be ashamed to call. Don't ever feel like you're bothering me because you're not. I am nothing but a mere mortal, just a mere man. I'm not an important talk show host that doesn't have time to talk to people. You call me, I'll call you back. I know personally talk show hosts I've tried to contact 3 or 4 times. They won't answer my calls. They won't call me back. They won't even answer my texts. So I don't know what's going on with them. I don't. Because I want to share things with them. I want to share ideas with them, ask them questions, and maybe learn from them. But they're too busy to return my phone calls. And I that's okay. I'm nobody important. I realize that. But to me, it's so rude that no one takes time to return a phone call. And folks, I'll call you back. I promise. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. If you want to call and order the books tomorrow or anything else you might want to order, mouthwash, toothpaste, whatever. We'll fill the orders for you Thursday and get them out of here because we want to be here for you like you've been here for us. And if you don't call them and know that you need to talk to me, I can't read your mind. But I'll be here for you if you need me, if at all possible. That's a promise, folks. I mean that because we care in Christ. I think we're flat out of time. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.